When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com. In this week's podcast, reviews editor Rebecca Franks joins me in the studio to talk about the November issue's recording of the month, a recording of Fauré's Requiem by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, with soloists Gerald Finley and Tom Picard, with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and the King's Director of Music, Stephen Clebury. And that's actually on their own label. This is quite an interesting development, I think, for the choir of King's College. They've only done a few recordings, but they're really sort of setting out their stall, aren't they?
Yes, they are. This, as you say, they set up their own record label back in 2012. And since then, we've seen some really interesting recordings. There's this original sort of liturgical performance of the Fauré Requiem, which we'll come to talk about. But there's also been a Mozart Requiem disc where they've included other realisations of the incomplete score by various other composers. They've done a Britten disc. They've recently released some sort of close harmony kind of things from their close harmony group from the College Choir. So it's a very interesting mix, and everything, you know, they're sort of popular works that they've chosen for the bigger recordings, but they each of them has a sort of some kind of twist, something a little bit different.
Unlike the Mozart Requiem, this also includes a sort of another version, if you like, of the Fauré Requiem. This is, as they say on the back of the CD itself, it's the first complete liturgical performance version of Fauré's Requiem. I mean, it's ever so slightly misleading, because actually this is the second version of the Requiem, which was first performed liturgically. So it's a slightly... It takes getting one's head around.
It does. I mean, the Requiem itself has this very complicated sort of history in the various different versions of different movements that were added and different instruments that were added and different places that it was performed. So that in itself is sort of quite complicated. And then they haven't gone for the first ever version, but something that was heard a bit later with some of the extra bits, as you say, and they've called it the first complete liturgical performance. And this new edition was done by a French musicologist, Marc Rigaudière, and that was published just in 2011.
I think before we talk more, actually, we should hear an extract from it. We'll hear the track 3, which is the Offertoire, which is a shorter version of the Offertoire in this version. And according to the sleeve notes, it actually sort of makes the Requiem a little bit more balanced, whereas all the movements are more the same length. Otherwise, the Offertoire is usually about 8 minutes long, but this is the shorter, sort of just under 3 minutes worth. So that was an extract from the Offertoire from this version of the Fauré Requiem that King's College Cambridge has chosen to perform. And the interesting thing is the orchestrations are slightly different to how one might be used to the Requiem. The 1900 version is the one I think we're all used to, with a slightly bigger orchestra. This one, however, was written to be performed at La Madeleine in Paris. And because It was written to go with the organ, which doesn't feature any 2-foot pipes. It's all 4-foot and 8-foot pipes, so quite sort of muddy. The orchestration is entirely pretty much, the strings are pretty much violas.
Yes, it's a divide of violas and cellos. So we have a solo violin doing, has lovely appearances. But yes, the general kind of sound world that we're talking is much, is quite a dark one, quite a murky one in a way. I mean, we just heard a bit of the offertoire, and I think actually that's one of the, I rather like this shortened version in a way, and it's very beautifully performed here by Gerald Finley, who's sort of really captures the mood. He doesn't stand out too much. He kind of blends. He's not too operatic, but he doesn't kind of, he's not too choral. He sort of just finds exactly the right note for this.
And what really, I think, makes it work for me is the opening of the Requiem features this sort of long-held unison note. And I think it suits the sort of slightly more muted, slightly gloomier tone, if you like, of the alto without the treble. I think it works very well.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the sort of version, the sort of symphony orchestra version, the bigger version, I think if you sort of have a look at the score and read about what people have said about it, it includes lots of doublings of instruments, and it was kind of forced in a way to make this version. And we're not even sure that he actually did it himself. I think there's some scholars think that because the score is riddled with errors, it was probably actually one of his pupils that really did that orchestration, and then he just put his name to it. So, in a way, there is quite a strong case for going back to the... And it's what John Rutter did as well, to try and go back for his edition. Though I think there are problems with that as well. But to go back to this original, more intimate kind of sound world.
And it works beautifully with the Agnus Dei, I think, with that gorgeous theme at the start. You know, it's quite sort of unadulterated. I think we should just sort of hear the start of the Agnus Dei. So that was an extract from the Agnus Dei from Forey's Requiem, performed by the Choir of King's College, Cambridge, with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment under Stephen Clebury. And the vocal solos, as you were saying earlier, are absolutely stunning, aren't they? And there's a sort of clarity and a real sense of purpose to them that I think suits this recording very well.
Yes, and I think Tom Pickard, the treble, does a lovely, lovely job of that as well. And actually, I mean, I thought the choir is on very, very good form, and there were some moments where I thought the trebles in particular really had that wonderful sort of ethereal, otherworldly sound. Because, I mean, I think this Requiem, and it's very, obviously, a gentle, peaceful kind of work, and there's always that feeling of sort of plain song, and almost, for us now, that sort of timeless quality.
Yes, and the acoustics work well in the King's College, Cambridge. I feel, though, with this historically informed performance, or this sort of, inverted commas, authentic performance, one can go sort of too far in many ways. I mean, in terms of the organ only allowing the stops to be performed that appear on the Madeleine Choir organ, I mean, those stops don't sound anything like that organ anyway. I mean, for a start, the King's College organ is in tune, whereas the choir organ in the Madeleine, I don't think I've ever heard it in tune. But also the acoustic in the Madeleine is much more swimming pool-like. It's much more open and echoey.
Yeah, in a way, I mean, this does have all these sort of claims to authenticity, but in a way, and I don't really mean this as a negative, but it is a sort of hybrid kind of performance, because we do get, you know, they've included the longer version of the offertoire that is more familiar, just in case people want to hear it. So they're not kind of saying we're just going to stick with this version. There's a little bit of kind of trying to accommodate both, really. And as you say, it's a different building, it's a different setup,
it's a different world.
It's a British choir, not a French choir.
Exactly.
You know?
It doesn't matter, because the sound is absolutely wonderful. I mean, as academic as the sleeve notes are, and please make the text slightly bigger next time.
I did need your magnifying glass for that, I did.
The sound, the editing, the singing, the performing is second to none. I mean, it really is a wonderful recording.
It is. And then, I mean, you know, they're such disciplined musicians, and I think that comes across as well. This is a choir that pretty much sings together every day in King's Chapel for the services, and they really feel it as one here. The blend is great, and their sense of phrasing. They've been coached as well in sort of French pronunciation, so I think that's very good as well. They might not be a French choir, but there is that sense of making it as French as possible in that way.
Yes, absolutely. A French pronunciation of Latin is very different from English pronunciation of Latin. I was really struck by the trebles, actually, and I think we can sort of hear them at their best almost in the Messe Basse, which is a rather lovely little mass written for, in fact, the women at La Madeleine. Of course, this is where the authenticity, as it were, sort of slightly falls down, because here the boys are singing it. But I think we should hear the Kyrie from the Messe Basse just to sort of get an idea of that wonderful blend. So that was an extract from the opening of the Messe Basse by Gabriel Fauré on this new disc of Fauré's Requiem. Also included is the Cantique de Jean Racine, a sort of old potboiler, really. But I suppose the mark of a great choir is they make a potboiler seem like a new, fresh work that can be enjoyed anew.
They do, and they show that Fauré he's one of the composers who could write a good tune, and I think they do it.
This is
well,
quite a youthful work, but it is an amazing tune, and it almost feels like sort of a folk tune, as good as, you know, something that he didn't write, that has always existed. It's
absolutely
like one of those wonderful tunes. So that brings us to the end of our discussion of our recording of the month. Join us next time when we'll be discussing the December issues recording of the month. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.